Cornwall, basically. Something terrible was stirring. The storm is brewing. Brewing like a pot of angry tea. Come, thunder! Strike, lightning, strike! Yes! Its power will now give light. It is traveling through the guide wires into the charge capacitor. All I have to do now is pull this lever and... Yes! I have created life! Or not. Curses. Right, I'm giving up evil science and taking up evil gardening instead. But wait! I have done it! Here, my creation, drink this evil beer. It will ease your throat.
Me, Tito, red lorry, yellow lorry, red lorry, yellow lorry.
Ah, much better. Where am I? The last thing I remember is London, a church, a duel, and then, no, enormous naked buttocks descending towards my head. I am being both crushed and simultaneously embarrassed to death.
Now you have returned. Welcome back, Mr. Gently Benevolent.
Who are you?
I am Professor Francis Norman Sternbeater. Known to my friends as Professor Frank N. Sternbeater.
The name is familiar.
I'm a cousin of the Heartthrasher family.
Ah! That noble family. Alas, destroyed by the hideous Pip-Bid.
I love my cousins deeply and have long sought vengeance. You seemed a natural ally. How do you feel?
Not quite myself.
That is because you're not. The years were not kind to your bedded body. I have stitched and glued you together as best I can, but I had to replace some of your natural parts.
With what?
Your kidneys are gone, so I have replaced them with kittens.
I have kitten kidneys?
When you urinate, you may hear them mewing.
I see.
You also have two accordions for lungs and a windpipe made from an old trumpet.
Sorry, bit of a tickle in my throat. Give me a mirror. Yes, I look as handsome and debonair as ever. Although my nose has just fallen off. I cannot wait for revenge. My dark heart is full of hate for Pip-Bin. Join me, Sternbeater, and together we shall destroy him.
And now you've laughed your ears off.
What?
Oh, no.
Far away in the west, or rather relatively nearby in the east, I knew nothing of these events and busied myself by minutely supervising every detail of my bin-making factory.
How's the factory going?
Very well, sir.
Good. I'll nip off home then.
Exhausted with work, I next called on Pippa and Harry, who were finding new hobbies now their boys were at school.
I am setting up two new charities. The first is to help hungry people in Africa, and the second is to help African people in Hungary.
Splendid. You are so noble-hearted, Pippa.
Since my lovely children have gone away, I have so little to fill my aching heart in the empty hours.
And to fill my aching heart in the empty hours, I have recently purchased 58 horses.
Are you to become a French butcher?
No, Pip-Bin. Let me ask you something. What is the fastest a man has ever travelled?
A new steam locomotive recently travelled at 29 miles per hour. I believe it was called the Jogging Scotsman.
Well, I plan to travel faster still.
But it is impossible to break the 30-mile-an-hour barrier. Scientists say a man's face would implode due to the phenomenal velocity.
Ah, but they said no man could invent a device for travelling through time.
And they haven't.
Well, yes. Nevertheless, I will travel faster than 29 miles per hour.
How?
The Jogging Scotsman produces energy to the tune of 48 horsepower, but I have 58 horses.
Which will produce 58 horsepower?
Well, which will produce 53 horsepower. Some of the horses are a little bit lazy. But my 53 horsepower will triumph over 48 horsepower by a whole 5 horsepowers. And I will be the fastest man on earth.
Will they not just travel at the speed of one horse?